Hello, I'm Carlotta Ribello, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Far away from the splendors of Vienna's historic city center, up on a hill, behind the trees, is a stupendous piece of architecture. It's all concrete and glass, and it would be a perfect example of brutalist architecture were it not more of a sculpture than a building. Monocle's Alexei Korolyov brings us this week's tall story on the Fritz Wotruba Church.
I'm climbing a hill on the very edge of Vienna, close to the Vienna woods. And I've come here because on top of this hill is something rather special. A church. But not just any church. This one looks more like a prehistoric pile of rocks than a building. And no wonder. It was created by Fritz Wotruba, an Austrian sculptor renowned for his crude images of the human form. The Church of the Holy Trinity consists of 152 slabs of reinforced concrete, all piled on top of each other. It has a very strong sculptural quality to it, but Wotruba was actually inspired by the Gothic Chartres Cathedral in France.
Von der Architektur gebildet, diese außen sehen. Also was außen positiv ist.
That's Wotruba himself speaking shortly before his death in 1975.
Wenn dieser Bau.
If this building offers an alternative to our mechanized world, I will have achieved what I wanted to achieve, he says. The church was built at the behest of Margareta Ottilinger, a Soviet labor camp survivor turned city hall official. Her instruction to Wotruba was simple. The church must be shocking, shocking enough to convert unbelievers.
It really is a highly exceptional building. It's a building that wasn't designed by an architect. It was designed by an artist or a sculptor.
Lorenzo de Schifre is a Vienna-based architect and architectural critic. He says the Wotruba Church is a one-off.
So the Fritz Wotruba Church, it's a building by a non-architect. And I see a certain parallel to the famous house that was designed by Ludwig Wittgenstein. It's amateur architecture in its purest sense of the word. It's somebody who makes architecture from outside architecture. So I find it super impressive, the church. When you see it the first time, it's this stack of concrete blocks on the top of a small hill on the very edge of the city. So you really sense that you're about to leave the city when you stand close to it. It has something, I would say, almost Baroque in spatial terms. Mm. I would say that it feels almost like you're sitting inside a sponge of light. Mm. It has this fragmented character, diffuse, one could say, or... Yeah, so that's how I would describe it. Mm.
Is it exceptional in the sense that it feels alien to the rest of Austrian architecture?
Yes, it does. It does feel alien, but in its way of being alien, it also fits very well to this whole thing about avant-garde, about overthrowing tradition, or the urge to overthrow tradition, because it's more about the symbolic gesture of being radical than maybe most of the things that try to be radical, whether they really are or not. Hmm. Yeah. In the meantime, it also comes out of the Austrian phenomenon that sprang up in the mid-60s with Hollein, Peichel, and a bunch of other people.
Can you describe in a couple of words this Austrian phenomenon?
Well, the Austrian phenomenon, if I'm not mistaken, it was coined by Peter Cook as a description of avant-garde architects strongly influenced by pop culture, strongly influenced by America. And they were kind of early hippies, you could also say. Anti-conformist architecture for a so-called open society, mm. which was one of the kind of philosophical concepts or political concepts of that time.
Mm. As you were saying, you know, this church is right on the edge of the city. Mm-hmm. It is an outsider in this sense as well, you know. I think it's a nice metaphor mm. that it is an outsider in the canon of Austrian architecture, but it also is an outsider in geographical terms. I mean, do you think that was the idea, or it's just...
No, I'm sure. I'm sure that it's very aware of its position or its location in the urban fabric. In that sense, I would also call it an optimistic building, a building that tells us a bit about what the rest of the city could be like. This hyper-intensive space that Fritz Wottruba created on the urban border, almost outside the city, tells us that space as a raw matter. I think that's what this church is about, that buildings and architecture consist of space, and these spaces are constructed. Mm. And I find it, in a sense, very, very poetical that a sculptor has to make us architects aware of this this particular thing.
Fritz Wottruba didn't live to see his church completed, and it fell to the architect Fritz Gerhard Meyer to finish the job. But it will always be remembered as the Wottruba Church. A building that is not quite a building, a sculpture that is not quite a sculpture. For Monocle in Vienna, I'm Alexei Korolev.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Alexei Korolev for today's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Carlotta Ribello. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.